The new beds are for adults over the age of 55 in need of both psychiatric help and medical attention. They're meant to shore up a mental health system that the governor calls deeply strained. Budget cuts have closed 60 beds at the state hospital in Concord in recent years, leading to a waitlist for services that currently stands at 19. A class action lawsuit over the treatment of mentally ill people is pending in federal court. The governor is calling for $28 million in additional funding for the system, money that would be used to expand community-based programs and emergency response teams to help adults and children in crisis. Both the House and Senate versions of the budget leave that funding mostly intact. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.